And I now have on the line Deborah Blowers, and she's involved with Earthly Voices. Hello, Deborah.
Hello there.
Good to have you along, and I know you've got a special concert coming up this Saturday evening at Cleves School, but perhaps we can start by asking a bit about Earthly Voices. How long has that been going?
Well, it's been going for over 15 years now. It's a community choir, and we currently rehearse in Claygate, but we perform locally in lots of different venues throughout the summer and the autumn times.
Right, okay. And you raise money for charities?
Yes, we do, yes. Yes, we've done many charity events. Perhaps our most significant was one we did at the Yehudi Menuhin Centre in Cobham a couple of years ago, where we raised £6,500 for local homeless people. So we're very keen to sing and also get people to contribute to worthy causes.
Excellent, excellent. I know you're also involved in a group, is it called Goalmouth?
That's right, yes. Our managing director, musical director rather, is Jeremy Avis, who's a very talented singer and musician. And he, together with his partner Rebecca Askew, write a lot of music for us and for other people as well. And they've done all sorts of really exciting things. They went to Africa and worked with refugees in a refugee camp in Malawi. And the whole idea was to bring the refugees together with the local community by getting them together to sing and do a performance. And it was all very, very good. It all had a brilliant outcome because people got to know one another through singing together. And it really did help the community there, the local community there, to gel.
Well, that's marvellous, isn't it?
They say,
don't they? Choirs do bring people together, don't they?
And, oh, they do,
create
yes.
a community spirit, don't they?
And singing makes you all so positive and, you know, brings such joy. And I think that spills across into relationships. And, it's all very positive.
Right. And I know you're doing this to support Elmbridge Cannes.
That's right, yes. Elmbridge Cannes are a local charity that supports refugees in this area because we do have a number of refugees, both singles and families, in around Elmbridge, also, you know, throughout Surrey, really. And Elmbridge Cannes do a great deal of work supporting them and helping them to settle and integrate into the community.
Right, and I believe there's been some funding from the RC Sheriff as well for singing workshops.
That's right, yes. RC Sheriff gave us some money, and others have donated money as well. And Jeremy and Rebecca held workshops with some youngsters who attend the Brooklands College, who are displaced young people from various parts of the world. And we got them together to sing, and they were extremely positive. I mean, it was difficult in some respects because some things we asked them to sing, we had to explain them because English isn't their first language. But we eventually got them to sing with us, and we had a really good time. Over 30 young people took part. So it was really, really good events.
And I think African Voices, a whole choir of them, sounds so marvellous.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't all Africans. There was a mix of people, refugees from Europe as well.
Right.
So, you're right, you know, there was a good mix of people there and they were able to sing for us extremely well. And we're hoping, fingers crossed, that some of them will come to our concert on Saturday.
That would be nice, won't it? So let's find out about this concert happening on Saturday evening. It's at Cleves School, isn't it, in Oatlands at 7:30.
That's correct,
So the England football match will be well over by then.
Yes.
Depending on whether it goes to penalties.
I think even with penalties, it might have it might be determined by then.
I think it will be, actually.
Yeah.
But I believe you've got a wide range of music on offer.
We certainly have. We'll be singing all sorts of things. We're going to be singing Beatles tunes. We're doing a bit of opera. We're doing some various sort of folky tunes as well. And things that Jeremy and Rebecca have written, including a football tune. Called Lift the Cup, it's called.
Ah, that's the spirit.
Yes. Lift the Cup. And we're hoping that, you know, England will win and we'll all be singing Lift the Cup, you know, to try and sort of get them to move on to the stage where they lift the World Cup.
That'll be absolutely marvellous if that happens, won't it? Yes, as you say, fingers and toes crossed. All right, so it's at Cleve School at 7:30 then, and tickets are £10, I see?
Yes, they're £10 and they are available on the door. So if people, you know, want to just pitch up and see us, then you know, they can do that by buying a ticket there.
All right, sounds like it's going to be a real fun evening, and that's marvellous. I wish you every success with the concert, and I know a regular listener here, Chris Grace, is going to be in the choir there.
Oh, yes, he is, yes. And I don't know whether I can say this, but they're celebrating an event as well, which is really exciting because his dad's going to be 90 on that day.
So oh, really, I didn't know. How lovely.
Wonderful event.
Oh, marvellous.
His dad sings with us and, you know, we really appreciate him coming along and joining in. He's really good.
Good, good, good. And I know Chris has got all the details on his website, allaboutweybridge.co.uk.
Yes, that's right, he has.
So go there if you want any more. Anyway, summer concert then, and Saturday night at Cleve School at 7:30. Do go along if you possibly can. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for talking to me today, and I hope it's a great success.
Okay, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Bye
nice
for now.
To speak to you. Bye.
And that was Deborah Blowers from Earthly Voices.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.